Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines here in the final hour, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles inventory at the Sport in Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dolphins got another day of camp in the books. Pads go on tomorrow. Marlins, they will be back at it tomorrow, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. They took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. They lose yesterday, in spite of Adalberto Hernandez's second home run in as many games, but they gave up a couple runs in the 8th and then a final one in the 9th. Fish dropped the series finale, but they are playing a lot better, just 4 games under .500 as they continue this NL Central road trip. So we got that going on right now. Some NBA fodder. Chicago Bulls. They might release Heat killer extraordinaire Nikola Vucevic. If they can't find a trade partner for him, would that take?
Well, wait. Why would you announce that?
They're not announcing
it. And then think you're going to find a trade partner. Why would anybody trade for
it? It's not announcing it. It's just reported. Like, does anybody want to?
Well, even if it's reported, I'm going to say, hey, if you could trade him for a Snickers, would you? No. He's going to be free in a minute.
Would Nikola Vucevic tickle your fancy, Leroy, in a backup big spot?
Backup big. We already got 3 guys. Depending on what Vlad is doing.
Hey.
Oh, Vlad Golden.
Vlad
Golden.
Yeah.
There's only one Vlad in this.
Vlad would like him referred to as Vladislav.
Sometimes yes. he looks extremely clumsy.
Yep.
So.
But he's on a 2-way. They do have a roster spot open. You know, we'll see. I think if they were going to go and use his roster spot on somebody else, I feel like backup big is the way to go. I just don't know if Vucevic wants to come here without a carved out role, because I am with you. I feel like it's going to go one of 2 ways. Like, either Jovic or Ware is starting, with one of them being the backup, probably with some Bam staggered minutes, maybe a little Vlad Golden in there. But, you know, he has been a longtime Heat killer, that's for sure. So he's out there.
It never works out that way, though, right?
Wayne Ellington killed
the Heat killer here.
Wayne Ellington was a great Heat killer who then turned into a really good Heat player.
Yep.
We're hoping to get that from Simone Fontecchio.
Is that the man with the golden arm?
That was Wayne Ellington was the man with the golden arm. Yes, yeah. He was. He was okay. The man with the golden arm.
All right. Gotcha.
So, Conor McGregor's pub was set on fire by an arsonist.
There's a shocker.
That was a shocker. I was not prepared for that. I was like, oh, okay. Wasn't expecting that. But back into the Dolphins here. Minka Fitzpatrick, he revised his deal to get more guaranteed money this season. Gives the Dolphins $11 million more in cap space No more guaranteed after this year, but I think it was a spot where the Miami Dolphins got him in a happier place, it seems like. But he did speak to the media today for the first time as a member of the Miami Dolphins and gave a statement, Leroy. He started no questions first. He had a statement on joining the Miami Dolphins, and here's what Minkah Fitzpatrick had to say on that.
Before we start asking questions, I want to make a statement real quick. I know I haven't addressed the media or posted on social media. One, I'm not a big social media guy. You ain't going to see me on there, period, point blank. Two, in no way, shape, or form was that an expression of frustration about coming back to Miami. Three, you know, I want to thank the city of Pittsburgh, the fans of Pittsburgh. You guys treated me very well. I enjoyed my time there. Yeah, I played with some great teammates. I was very unfortunate the way things ended, but, you know, it's a part of the business. And I'm extremely excited to be a Miami Dolphin. Again, my silence was not a reflection of how I felt about this team or this organization. I've been here in the building for about a week now, and I'm extremely excited about this season. I think we have a very, very high ceiling. We have a lot of young, hungry, passionate guys, combined with a lot of guys who played a lot of game and have a lot of accolades. So this is an organization that I'm extremely proud to be a part of. And again, my silence was nothing to do with my feelings towards the Dolphins organization. With that being said, I'm not going to take any questions about how the transaction went down. I'm not going to take any questions about Pittsburgh or previous coaches or anything like that. I would like to respectfully talk about this current situation, this team, my players, my coaches, and you know, I would appreciate if you would all respect those wishes.
There you go. Minkah Fitzpatrick addressing the media this morning.
Perfect. Perfect. He put it all out there, and I don't blame him. There's really no need to talk about coaches 4 or 5 years ago, right? It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is an old situation. I don't really even know, like what, you know, what is anybody?
Somebody would ask about it. Somebody would ask.
Somebody is gonna ask. I mean, somebody would ask about it if you don't put it out there.
Right, and it's a shame that you got to do that with grown ass men and women, that you have to make that statement. Otherwise, that's the whole conversation would be about what happened the last time you were here.
He was asked also today, do you want to be here long term? He said, definitely. Really liking the energy and the direction it is going. I think the culture in the locker room is one that wants to win and win now, but it's also something that I want to earn. I know it was reported that I want a new contract, but I just wanted to know that I was going to be here for more than a season, and I got that. Now that I'm going to go out there, play all pro level, happy to, and hopefully earn the respect of my teammates and organization to have a long-term contract.
Cool.
Bink.
I like the way you said, hey, don't read into the fact that I'm not a talker.
Or on social media. Yeah, that he's not a
social
media.
Or on social media mean that I have a problem with something. That was.
Or also, like, it may not have been a problem, but if he's saying, like, he was hurt by leaving Pittsburgh, and he didn't want to post anything that was, like, construed in the wrong way, especially if they were trying to work some things out, if Drew Rosenhaus was trying to work some things out, you know, because one wrong social media post could maybe, we've seen with, you know, Tyreek Hill, how busy his Twitter fingers can be, or the subtweeting by Jalen Ramsey, like, maybe you just wanted to say, like, no news is good news, you know, just say nothing, and then get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a kid, I mean, he's a mature guy.
Right.
So that's probably why it's out there the way that it is. So one thing we know, Jennifer, about Leroy Horde is he hates Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he hates Aaron Rodgers. He hates him. But don't worry, Leroy, because you're not alone. For Terry Bradshaw, we also know, hates Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I know. Wait. Hey, now that's hate.
He hates
what
Aaron
I have
Rodgers.
For Aaron Rodgers is not hate.
But don't worry.
Terry Bradshaw?
Well, don't worry, because Aaron Rodgers was on NFL Network this weekend, and he was asked about Terry Bradshaw's comments over the summer. And you got this, Vlad. Aaron Rodgers, in his very Aaron Rodgers way, has let it be known that he's ready to mend fences with Terry Bradshaw. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
Says, Rodgers to the Steelers. I wrote it down because I want to get it right. It's a joke. Stay in California, chew on bark, and whisper to the gods.
Well, I whisper to the gods every single day.
Damn right.
I've known Terry for a long time, okay. being a part of Fox. Terry's a legend. He's an absolute legend. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's had a legendary career in the media. But Terry, like a lot of people, doesn't know me. And so he's got an idea of what he thinks about me based on what I've done, the documentary, what I've said, mm-hmm. Darkness Retreat, whatever the hell you want to talk about.
Shame on him.
I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level. And I feel like if he gave me a chance to get to know him, that we'd have a good friendship. Because for me, I have nothing but the utmost amount of respect and deference for what the greats have done. Because they laid the foundation for us to be able to play in this great game, to be paid like kings, and to carry on the tradition of excellence that guys like the Bradshaws of the world in the 70s and Bart Starr in the 60s and Lombardi and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Troy Aikman and mm-hmm. Brett Favre and all the greats that have been over, Tom Brady, you know, we're standing on the backs of those guys, and it's because of how they played and how they carried themselves that we're able to have this opportunity to still play this great game, to get paid really well, to set ourselves up for our future. So I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level if he's open to it, and maybe we can go chew some bark or whatever the hell he's talking about together.
Bradshaw says,
wow. You know what?
That was a great answer.
Leroy blipped out his ear. Go ahead, Leroy.
I said, so here's the deal.
Hmm?
He pointed out all the reasons why people would have a problem with him. And he understands that. But then you can't turn around and say, but Terry doesn't know me. The fact of the matter is that some of those actions and some of those things you've done, Terry Bradshaw has washed his hands of and say, I don't want to know this guy.
So wait a minute, Leroy. Right? So hold on, Leroy.
What's up?
If nobody ever knew you and all they heard is you fat shaming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every time they hear you, just fat shaming, always talking about people's sizes.
And they
and
call me.
Like
and yeah.
Right. And then somebody says, Leroy doesn't care about, Leroy just likes to rip fat people and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
And then but we know you, Leroy. We just know that's how you, where you're from, where your background is in Louisiana. That's how you guys would riff on each other. But if he got to know you, we would understand. Leroy is very, very nice, very cordial. He loves everyone. He likes to feed people. So the same people that he wants, he's making fun of, is the same people he's going to feed.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a right description of that?
And if you know me well enough, Vlad, you know this. I only care what the people that I'm closest to think about me.
Yeah, and also don't let him off the hook because he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Of course he hates Aaron Rodgers.
nice try.
I was waiting for that.
But Vlad, I'm comfortable with who I am, and the people closest to me know who I am, and I can live with that. Everybody don't have to like
and
me,
I think
and
that's
I'm good with that.
And that's the same thing with Aaron. Aaron's cool with the people that
I understand that, but guess what? I would never do anything to the people that are closest to me, right? I always make sure they know who I am.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
When we talk about Aaron Rodgers, right? All the people that he's played with, all the people that he's been around, right? The only person that I could think of that a ride or die with Aaron Rodgers is the wide receiver.
Which one? Randall Cobb?
No, Randall Cobb, too.
James Jones?
Randall Cobb.
He's got a bunch of receivers.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of receivers.
David Bakhtiari and Charles Woodson.
I don't think they're cool anymore. I think they did have a falling out.
Who?
Bakhtiari.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
He's
I'm
still good with.
To...
He's always going to be good with Randall Cobb.
Devontae.
Jordy Nelson.
Devontae
Adams. Those are the three.
Right. But you see what I'm saying? So So, oh no, put that back.
He did. He did. He signed with the Raiders over the weekend.
Was it Raiders or Niners? I thought he signed with the Niners.
Oh, well, so, it might be the Niners. I think he signed with the Niners.
So, and here's the other thing. Aaron Rodgers acknowledged why people don't like him or why people would have a problem with him, and it's justified.
Yeah.
Well, I think also what he did was, like, if you want to know if a guy got practice to be a vice presidential candidate, that was very political, because here's the thing.
Right. When he was just trying to make
you're
good,
talking about
be nice to Pittsburgh.
It's Steelers royalty. Like, it would right. be it would be like if Aaron Rodgers came to the Dolphins and Dan Marino came out and he was like, hippie boy, I don't want him here. And then he has to be like, you know, Dan, I mean, he stood on the, this is the greatest, I admired him. And he does it, you know, I would love to get to know him. Like, you're not going to win in that scenario if you're Aaron Rodgers. Until Aaron Rodgers goes and wins with the Steelers, you better treat Terry Bradshaw with respect.
And again, a lot of the things that people have a problem with Aaron Rodgers with isn't because they know him personally or don't know him personally. It's the antics, right? And so when you've been a member of a team and it's a team thing, right? Some of the things that he does is almost like anti-team. Like, I am this guy. I am who everybody wants. And you are just a part of it. And I think that's the part that...
And that kind of goes to the when he has his guys, right? Like, one of the things with going to the Jets that was probably, I think, imagining probably annoying to, like, somebody like Garrett Wilson, who's up and coming. He's like, oh, you really need to have Devontae Adams? You have to? You just got to have your guys at all times. Like, you can't be friends with any new receivers?
Right, but so that's...
And we don't get upset with LeBron?
That's the issue that a lot of people have. Also,
people do get upset with LeBron, though.
Yeah.
People just, do. Like, his teammates do get annoyed with
but
that.
But I'm just saying.
But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, though. Like, you know, if you have LeBron on your team, you got a chance to win.
And that
ain't going to never change, whether you like LeBron or not. Whether you like him or not. Whether you can't stand his antics. With everything. And what I would say with Aaron Rodgers is, it's been 14 years since you won a Super Bowl. And in fact, you have lost with teams that were a lot better than the teams you played on the last 3 or 4 years. And we have all looked at you. And so when you put all that together and then add the antics, you're like, if you're Terry Bradshaw, you're like, wait a minute, I got 4 championships, right? This guy has won. Why are we bending the knee to him everywhere we go or everywhere he goes? Like, he is going to be, you know, the savior when he wasn't even the savior when they built a whole team around him. And that's it. It doesn't mean he's not a great player. It doesn't mean he's not going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. The two things that I'm talking about are two different things. He has had a career that undoubtedly makes him a Hall of Famer. Not even questioning that. Okay? But if I told you, can Aaron Rodgers be your savior at this point in his career with what he's done the last 5 years? Right? Like, yeah, that's the issue. We're making exceptions. We're doing this. Oh, we're going to be on his clock. We're going to do all this. And what did it bring you? What does it get you?
It didn't bring you anything this last time around. I mean, I guess, like, look, you could give the benefit of the doubt being like, hey, he tore his Achilles the first year. Like, and you're coming back from that.
Yeah.
So we never really know.
He's also over 40.
He is over 40. Yeah, he's old as hell. So.
Right.
This is probably going to be like, if there is going to be a last ride of him proving to be anything, and the Steelers, unlike what they've typically done, are going all in with spending and bringing guys in and putting things around him.
But it's the other guys. They're not paying Aaron Rodgers a boatload of money.
They're not, but I mean that's what's giving them the ability to do that is that he didn't take the money to do it.
I understand all that, but I'm just pointing out, like to like when people say to me, you don't like Aaron Rodgers, that's not true at all.
It's 100% true. It's
like, dude, you don't like,
I don't like,
ridiculous thing.
I don't like, but
you know why we don't like, don't like Aaron
based on what like, based on what I said, do I have reason?
Be like me being
said. Based on what I just told you.
Okay, so wait, do you not like him or do you like him? You just said I have reasons not to like him. Just admit it. I am totally fine with you not liking him, but you can't say I don't dislike it. No, no, hold on 1 second. I'm going to let you speak in a second. But listen, you have just said here in 10 minutes, Leroy, that am I not right in not liking him? And then on the front end saying, I don't not like Aaron Rodgers. And then saying, like, but I'm right. No. It's like what? No. Pick.
But I with the reason I gave.
Let me try to be. Me? Let me try to clarify this a little.
I don't want you to clarify it. I want you to embrace it.
I don't.
Just embrace it.
I really want you to admit it.
And in all honesty, I really don't hate Aaron Rodgers. Okay, like, if you ask me, do you not like Eli Apple? No, I don't.
You don't like Aaron Rodgers. It's okay.
But
it's okay.
But how I feel about Eli Apple is not what I feel about Aaron Rodgers.
You could guess what?
I think his antics.
There's a different level of there's a different level of dislike.
It would be like this is what you're doing. This is exactly what you're doing. Be like, I don't dislike Paul Pierce. I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy.
No.
Let me finish. I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. Like, I have no hate in my heart for Paul Pierce. Now, am I completely right that he's an overrated ball hog who only was good that 1 year when Kevin Garnett got there? Yeah, I mean, that's just the facts. I mean, I don't dislike Paul Pierce, even though he maybe pooped his pants during an NBA Finals moment and overacted and had a wheelchair taken out. But I don't dislike Paul Pierce and the fact that it's a joke that he thinks he's anywhere in the same zip code as D-Wade. Because I don't know Paul Pierce. I don't have anything against Paul Pierce. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He was a very accomplished basketball player. So there's nothing against Paul Pierce, even though he went out, sadly, as a Washington Wizard with nobody giving a rat's ass and he wanted to be treated like Kobe Bryant.
You ain't going to get that Kobe tour.
I don't dislike Paul Pierce at all. Like, that's what you sound
like. I don't love you like
Kobe. Like, that's what you sound like.
Like, I don't know how else to put it, but if I don't like somebody, I will tell you. It's not that I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's had an illustrious career. Like I said, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I respect that. However, all of his antics in a team sport, putting the team on hold and all these things are qualities that are unlikable. Even though he's had a great career.
No, Leroy.
No.
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 No. You don't get to say you have qualities that are unlikable.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Okay. If you don't like something that somebody does that mean that you
don't like them? Yeah, that's exactly what that means.
I don't like Tyreek Hill either.
I don't know.
Because what he did.
You don't like something.
Year.
No, no, no.
Wait,
you
know what? No, 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 no. What he did at
hold
the
on.
End of last
hold
year
on.
Was.
No, no, no. What? You cannot like an act somebody did.
But
when
that's
you... no, 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 no.
What you're saying about Aaron Rodgers.
It's not what you're saying. You said Aaron Rodgers has unlikable qualities, which is what makes you a person.
No.
All right. Here.
I
just don't understand why this is a fight.
I don't understand why you want to fight it.
Hold on. All right. I'm not fighting it. I'm telling you how I it's not that I don't like Aaron Rodgers. You guys started this because I said one bad thing about Aaron Rodgers. You hate
him. You've literally said everything bad about Aaron Rodgers.
But you cannot like some of the things that somebody does and say, it's not that I hate him, I don't hate him.
Dude, you've been boxing. You know why? All right. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Never mind.
You know how Leroy defends Tua to the highest degree? Anytime, even if there's a mess up or something, he always says, well, it's not necessarily the quarterback's fault. It's not. You make excuses for Tua. You know why? You like Tua. You like Tua. You like everything about him. But with Aaron Rodgers, anything with Aaron Rodgers, if there's if he slips up.
Let me ask you a question.
That's
let me
the
ask
first
you a
thing
question.
You, any, like,
let,
any
me ask you,
mistake,
let me ask you a question, though, Vlad. Did I do this or did he do it? Am I making up stuff that he's done?
Okay.
Am I making anything up?
You're not making anything up.
No, you're not making anything up.
But you don't like him.
So then just say it. You fighting. Stop fighting yourself.
The strange
you're
thing.
You're fighting yourself just like the
out.
Blue beard. Okay. Stop. It'd be nice just to say, listen, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a hell of a player, but personally, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. And guess what? Nobody's going to bother you.
No, but I
don't
want to.
When you do that all the time, you're boxing yourself in. You're like Austin Powers in the golf court.
I don't even want him saying I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I want him to say I hate Aaron Rodgers because that's what happens.
He hates a little too passionate.
No, he does. He does, though.
Don't do what I'm saying.
He hates.
Vlad.
Say he hates. Like.
You see, Vlad, that is my point. It's either one extreme or the other.
It's not extreme. I have many extreme. Radio shows
to
prove.
You hate somebody.
You hate him.
We got like at least two seasons. We got two seasons of audio.
Your list? This is Leroy's list, okay? This is the list. Bad customer service. Comcast.
Fat mannequins.
Ohio State.
Aaron Rodgers.
Don't forget Eli Apple.
Eli Apple, but he's in Ohio State.
Eli Apple falls in all those four categories.
Well, potato pie might be the most angry I've ever heard him.
Oh my goodness! I almost lost a family member over that potato pie.
Take a break. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.